2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Few clouds in downtown Salt Lake City, but very nice, 74 degrees. KSL's top story this hour, police in Layton are investigating an apparent homicide with multiple victims. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live at the scene with details. Amy?
Maria, this is near 1800 East Gentile Street, a very quiet neighborhood where police have most of the road taped off. They say they received a call around 10:30 this morning, a man who said that he had killed people inside of this home and turned himself in. We know only little details about who this is, a 34-year-old male white man. And when police arrived, they took him into custody. And then when they did a sweep of the home, they found multiple victims. We're not sure how those victims died or any weapons that were found in the home, but they do say this is a homicide and they'll be here investigating. Right now, they're working on identifying them and notifying family. Reporting live on scene, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
And we'll continue to keep you up to date on that story here on KSL News Radio. New charging documents against the Camas author, Corey Richens, accused of poisoning her husband, show that she was millions of dollars in debt. Spokesperson for the Richens family, Greg Skordas, tells Utah's Morning News the probable cause statement read like a crime novel.
Purchased life insurance policies in the waning weeks before she allegedly killed him, accessing his safe by drilling it, forging documents with respect to a house they were attempting to purchase.
Skorda says these allegations are very extensive in terms of a motive for the alleged murder. Salt Lake City police have arrested an 18-year-old woman for reportedly giving misleading information about a fatal stabbing. The crime happened last month when police say they found a critically injured man near a downtown nightclub who eventually died from his injuries. The woman was first thought to be a witness, but police say she has been arrested on suspicion of obstructing the investigation. KSL's top national stories. Negotiations over raising the nation's debt ceiling just hit a snag. Lead Republican negotiator Congressman Garrett Graves says the talks are now on pause even as the critical June 1st deadline looms.
After a meeting with White House negotiators Friday morning, House Republican Representative Garrett Graves said the talks were not productive and they've hit pause on the negotiations. Graves adding, quote, until people are willing to have reasonable conversations about how you can actually move forward and do the right thing, then we're not going to sit here and talk to ourselves. Hours earlier, the White House said the president was informed that there was steady progress being made in the debt ceiling talks to avoid a catastrophic default. Asked about the possibility of more meetings today and through the weekend, Graves said they're playing it by ear. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time, 12:03. The U.S. has announced new sanctions on Russia. President Biden continues his trip to the G7 World Leaders Summit.
The U.S. is putting new sanctions on Russia aimed at preventing Western technologies from contributing to the war in Ukraine. The sanctions come after new commitments were made at the G7 summit in Japan and ahead of Ukrainian President Zelensky joining world leaders there on Sunday. According to the Treasury Department, the new sanctions are targeting third country evaders that are helping Russia dodge sanctions and targeting Russia's ability to develop future ways of raising revenue. The Commerce Department is also taking action to prevent Russia from accessing goods it needs for the battlefield. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
U.S. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina made it official today. He is running for president. He is the Senate's only black Republican. The deeply religious 57-year-old former insurance broker has made his grandfather's work in the cotton fields of the Deep South a bedrock of his political identity. He's scheduled to make a formal announcement on Monday in his hometown of North Charleston. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that would ban public colleges from having diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Weber State University professor Kathleen Paco Cadman spoke to KSL to KSL at night on one of the reasons she believes that we are seeing a pushback on these initiatives.
The U.S. has a certain sense of patriotism and great love for our country, but sometimes it comes at the exclusion of pieces of the story that we're not as comfortable with. And I think it's a lot easier to kind of skirt around some of the really horrific things that have happened in our country, or sometimes still continue to, if there's no one to bring those up.
Cadman says we often leave out other cultures, history, and perspective, and eliminating diversity, equity, inclusion programs will only help silence those voices. Delegates will meet in Cedar City this weekend for the Utah Democratic Party Organizing Convention.
Party Chair Diane Lewis says they'll be holding a series of trainings for party leaders later today, one day ahead of the convention start on Saturday at Southern Utah University in Cedar City.
We've already been preparing for that 2024 national convention and getting delegates and trainings and things like that for the national convention.
Lewis says they'll elect party leaders in two contested races for party chair and vice chair to other races for secretary and treasurer are uncontested. She says this weekend's convention is fully hybrid, which means that delegates will be able to participate and vote virtually. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Ogden City Council just signed off on a new city flag. It has light blue background, a white horizontal stripe through the middle, a navy blue circle in the middle, and a white mountain motif. Standard Examiner reports local graphic designer Cody Hawken came up with the design. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese. What's happening on the roads?
Good afternoon, Maria, and happy Friday. Valley Freeway traffic in great shape. Crews cleaning up a crash in Tooele County in the Erda area. And we also have a crash called out at State Street about 4300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Get KSL Flood Watch updates on your phone this week. Text the word NEWS to 57500 for the latest. You can also see Flood Watch coverage at the top of our website, kslnewsradio.com.
Want to annihilate payroll problems? Wipe them out with Paycom. Paycom torches timesheet errors like a flamethrower. Oh, obliterates overtime blunders like a wrecking ball. Holy mackerel! And PTO problems? Paycom leaves them pulverized. Because with Paycom, employees do their own payroll right in the Paycom app. They find and fix errors before payroll submission, so HR can tackle important stuff, like performance incentives and retaining top producers, so your people can crush their goals. And with Paycom, employees enter and manage their own HR info, like onboarding, tax setup, and benefits enrollment. It's all in one powerful software with ironclad security.
Stop doing that!
Sick of HR and payroll headaches? Don't just eliminate them. Demolish them! At Paycom.com.
I hope you were one of the lucky individuals that got this for Mother's Day. And that's a gift card or the IOU for a wonderful dinner night out at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. The perfect place to entertain, the perfect place for a special celebration. Think of all the graduations that are underway right now. It's time to get into Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and the two locations that are right here in our area. Let's talk about downtown Salt Lake City first. Maybe you're going to go to a play. Maybe you're going to go over to a movie. Maybe you've got a concert or you just want a great meal. 275 Southwest Temple, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Those perfectly cooked steaks and entrees, the side dishes, the desserts. And then if you want to get maybe out of Dodge and head on up into the mountains, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse at Hotel Park City. You're going to love the meal at Ruth's Chris.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. Multiple people are dead in Layton. Police say they were called to a house on East Gentile Street around 10 this morning after an apparent homicide. KSL News Time, 1208. Anyone who sends paper checks through the mail could be the target of an old scam that has seen a recent revival.
The scam begins when thieves are able to acquire a check, usually stolen from a mailbox. Then they dip it into a chemical solution.
Usually it's something like acetone that you can find in most nail polish removers. And that allows them to get the ink that you have used to write the check off of the check.
John Breo with the National Consumers League says sending money electronically is safer. But for people who want to write checks, he recommends a certain pen.
Indelible gel black ink pen. What we've heard is that that's a little more difficult for the acetone to take off of the paper.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
An airbag inflator maker is digging in against demands from federal safety regulators. ABC's Daria Albinger explains.
More than 33 million Americans don't realize they're driving vehicles which contain a potentially deadly threat. Airbag inflators, which can, in rare cases, explode and spew shrapnel. And because of a dispute between federal regulators and a manufacturer, they may not find out anytime soon. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants ARC Automotive to recall 67 million inflators. ARC's refusing, that could set up a court battle. Earlier this week, General Motors recalled nearly a million SUVs, which have ARC airbag inflators. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Plans to widen I-15 continue despite Governor Spencer Cox's disagreement. At his monthly PBS news conference yesterday, the governor said one of his issues with the project is that widening the freeway will not fully fix Utah's congestion issues.
We will never be able to add enough freeway lanes over the course of time to meet all of our needs as a state.
However, he says the project needs to happen to match the freeway expansion that has been completed south of Salt Lake. The project is set to begin in 2029 and will likely require the seizure of commercial and community properties in Salt Lake and displace a large amount of family homes in Davis County. KSL News Time, 1209. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening on the roads, Ricky?
Valley Freeway traffic looking good. No problems there. We do have the cleanup of a crash in Tooele County in the Erta area. This is going to be SR 138 Parachute Park. Park Lane at Mid-Valley Highway. North and eastbound directions have been really impacted. You might be able to get through that intersection. It's not a busy stretch anyway, but expect a little bit of slowing here. A little closer to home, you do have a crash-free commute on the Valley Freeways as well as delay-free, but we do have a crash called out at 4300 South and State, a report of a possible accident 2700 South and West Temple. Cypress Credit Union's got you covered. Open a new Visa Platinum card and pay 0% for the first 6 months on all purchases and balance transfers. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Drier air has moved in from the north. We'll go 83 degrees today, partly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the upper 50s, and for tomorrow, 88 degrees, mostly sunny skies for your Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City, 74 degrees. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, the air is looking a little hazy in Salt Lake today. That smoke has traveled a long way. We'll tell you all about it coming up next when we go in depth on KSL News Radio.
Do you dream of a beautiful landscape, complete with colorful blooms to brighten your home throughout the seasons? Spring is the perfect time to create flower-filled garden beds or to adorn your front porch and backyard patio with gorgeous hanging baskets and grand container gardens. This is Brian with Olson's Greenhouse, and my family has been growing flowers with love and care for 80 years. That's a fourth-generation, local family business, growing plants and jobs right here in the mountain valleys of Utah. Whether you love bold, bright colors or calming classics, flowers grown by Olson's Greenhouse include something for everyone. So let's get to your local garden center and find the perfect flowers to create your dream landscape. And you'll be coming home to a yard bursting with blooms in no time. For inspiration on flower gardening, or just to find the closest garden center that carries flowers from the Olson's family, head on over to OGG.com for Olson's Greenhouse Gardens. That's OGG.com to dream big, dream bold, dream in color.
Come shop Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. Refresh your home for the summer for less when you buy one, get one 50% off on select interior and exterior paints and exterior stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. And get ready for fun gatherings by saving $100 on the Style Selections Pelham Bay 5-Piece Dining Set. Now just $124. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 531 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Audiences are raving about the Utah Symphony. Witness the incredible musicians and inspiring music at a live performance at Marisa Bravnell Hall, where they play the classical greats from the past and present, blockbuster movie scores, family specials, and pop favorites. Tickets start at just $21. Visit utahsymphony.org or 801-533-NOTE. Coming up at the Symphony. Messiaen's Tartaglia Symphony is based on two Sanskrit words that translate all at once to love, joy, time, movement, rhythm, death, and life. May 19th and 20th at Marisa Brothma Hall. Then, on May 26th and 27th, a fitting farewell to music director Terry Fisher, Mahler's monumental Symphony No. 3 with the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square and the Madeline Choir School. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org or 801-533-NOTE.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
Mount Star Healthcare's Harriman Emergency Center is now open. Be seen fast at the Harriman ER located just off Mountain View Corridor and 134th South in Harriman.
KSL News Time 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
prosecutors say a Camas author charged with murdering her husband had money problems, including a multi-million dollar life insurance policy taken out without her husband's knowledge. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, multiple people are dead in an apparent homicide in Layton this morning. Police say one person is in custody. Third, traffic and weather, beginning with Ricky Meese.
It's a good drive on I-15, both directions between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. If you are going to be traveling further south than that on this weekend, just be prepared to give yourself extra travel time. Construction delays wait for you southbound I-15, Mona and Nephi. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, more 80s today, but partly cloudy. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, 74 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Japan, G7 leaders showing solidarity with Ukraine on day one of meetings, discussing a new round of possible sanctions against Russia. And on Sunday, members will welcome Ukraine's President Zelensky to speak. President Biden also announcing fighter jet training for Ukrainian pilots.
President Biden told G7 leaders he'll support the training of Ukrainian fighter pilots on F-16s, beginning the process of fulfilling a repeated request by President Zelensky for those jets. A senior administration official says the U.S. hopes the training can begin in the coming weeks. It will take place outside Ukraine at sites in Europe, and this official said it will require months to complete. The White House has long defended its decision not to fulfill this request by Zelensky, saying they were focused on the immediate needs for the war. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden also getting briefed on the debt crisis talks back on Capitol Hill. Negotiations hit a snag today after GOP lead negotiator Representative Garrett Graves walked out of the session, claiming White House demands are, quote, unreasonable.
Until people are willing to have reasonable conversations about how you can actually move forward and do the right thing, then we're not going to sit here and talk to ourselves.
The U.S. is projected to default on its loans June 1st. A police officer has been charged over his alleged communications with a far-right extremist group.
A Washington, D.C. police lieutenant arrested and charged with obstruction of justice and making false statements. He's accused of leaking information to Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, who was convicted of seditious conspiracy last month for his role in the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. Lieutenant Shane LeMond was indicted by a grand jury, which noted his ties to Tarrio, allegedly telling him police had a warrant out for his arrest, as well as other confidential law enforcement information. The 47-year-old faces a maximum of 35 years in prison. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
On Wall Street, stocks are trading lower. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The haze in the air today across northern Utah comes from a series of wildfires burning in western Canada. We asked Department of Environmental Quality spokesperson Ashley Sumner where that smoke is showing up on local sensors.
We are seeing a little bit up in our Harrisville monitor, which is in Weber County, a little bit in Bountiful. Also a little bit in Spanish Fork and the Uinta Basin. So it's also prescribed fire season, so that could be from that as well. But what we're seeing is that this smoke is coming down through the north and moving south.
Sumner says it's fair to say wildfire smoke has been causing more particulate pollution in recent years.
Unequivocally, we're seeing more wildfire smoke. We are, you know, we have something called wildfire season now, right? Which something, you know, maybe 20 years ago that wasn't a thing. So we are certainly noticing increases in PM2.5 pollution in Utah in the summer, which is something that we normally most typically saw during our winter inversion season.
She says they are still updating their forecast models to try to gauge what will happen next, and we'll know more about what to expect later today.
This is something that we're actively working to monitor, and if folks We will continue to update airnow.utah.gov and our app for folks to get the most up-to-date information.
And that is Ashley Sumner with the Department of Environmental Quality. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
A nice and quiet noontime drive in Salt Lake County on all your freeways and your main secondaries. I-15 itself, traffic there just in really good shape. It may be heavy at times, but it is moving. And that's both directions between Ogden and Provo. We do have a crash called out at State and 4300 South. UDOT construction alert, northbound Legacy Parkway will close this weekend from Saturday morning to Monday morning between Parish Lane and Park Lane. Crews will be placing bridge beams, so use I-15 as an alternate. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out with some low 80s, 83 today, partly cloudy skies. Dry skies prevail for the weekend, but it is hot. 88 for your Saturday, 89 and partly cloudy for Sunday. Working into next week, how about Monday? Chance for storms in the afternoon, 87. We cool it off to 84 on Tuesday, chance for PM storms. And then a chance for more storms on Wednesday, 83. Low 80s prevail into Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And a bit smoky. Sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 74 degrees. 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And a quick check of the market. Seen a lot of red today, taking back gains earlier in the week. We'll check your money news coming up next.
For so many years now, I've talked about my friends at Burt Brothers and all of the great things they do to keep us on the road, keep us on the road safely. Most people, of course, think of tires, but Burt Brothers is about so much more. And if you're one of those individuals who has not had a Burt Brothers near you, well, that may have changed. They are growing. They've added stores in South Salt Lake, in Centerville, in Provo, and in St. George. Let's talk about some of the great, great deals they have right now on tires. It's the season. You're going to be wanting to get out, make those road trips. Well, how about $150 back on select Goodyear tires, up to $140 back on select Bridgestone tires, and up to $130 on select Firestone tires when you use your Burt Brothers credit card. And there are so many benefits that go along with that card. Remember, they're more than tires, and they simply do it better. Burt Brothers.
Here at KSL News Radio, we think it's time to get summer started. Join us Saturday, May 20th for the first annual KSL Barbecue Cook-Off, put on by Barbecue Pit Stop and SCA Competition. It's the best of the West competing for cash, prizes, and most importantly, bragging rights. There's local celebrity competitors, music, and lots of fun activities. Saturday, May 20th at the Triad Center. Brought to you by Camp Chef, Sheridan's Home and Patio, and KSL News Radio. Let's get to barbecuing.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? It's natural to think of this as being your money, right? But remember, you still have to pay taxes when you withdraw this money in retirement. And you could be paying a lot more in taxes on these accounts than you know. A lot more. Learn the strategies that can help you reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement. Don't miss a special edition of Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Right here on KSL News Radio 1027.
The Utah Division of Emergency Management says make a plan, get a kit, be informed, and get involved. Let this be what guides you to have your family prepared for any emergency at any moment. Make a plan. Learn protective actions for hazards in your area. Then identify an out-of-state contact to help reunite your family in a disaster. Get a kit by gathering emergency supplies for each family member. Also, create a prioritized evacuation grab list. Be informed, identify, register for, and heed the warning systems used in your area. And finally, get involved. Get more information on Be Ready Utah's website and share it with your family, friends, and neighbors. Remember, when family members know what to do, you'll all be ready to handle any emergency. Visit beready.utah.gov and get details. That's beready.utah.gov. A message from Be Ready Utah and the Division of Emergency Management.
Save your wallet as you travel for Memorial Day. Get a Utah Mobile driver's license and keep your wallet in your bag. Go to ut.mobiledl.us for more info.
KSL News Time 1224. TikTok is now banned by the state of Montana. Lawmakers are working to make sure that the app doesn't stay in Chinese hands.
We can't allow a Chinese-owned company, and TikTok is owned by ByteDance, and ByteDance is controlled by the CCP, to become the most dominant media platform in America. The issue is not just that they can exfiltrate data from your phone or track your location. It's that increasingly TikTok is a source of news, particularly for young Americans. Giving the CCP the ability to control news in America strikes me as one of the stupidest things we could possibly do. So we have to either ban it or force a sale.
That is Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher on CNBC. KSL News Time, 1225. Watching Utah's money, Walmart sales are up by 7.4% in the most recent quarter with the help of bargain hunters. Retailer is known for low prices and earns most of its U.S. revenue from groceries. Their e-commerce sales rose 27%. KSL drives. Toyota is redesigning its best-selling Tacoma pickup. The automaker hopes the fourth generation of the Tacoma will continue to lead the pack in growing U.S. midsize pickup market. Now we'll have a starting price of just a little over $28,000. It's the end of an era for Chick-fil-A. The franchise's first standalone location is shutting down this week after 56 years in service. It first opened in 1967, offering the famous original chicken sandwich for just 59 cents. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by more than 100 points. It sits at 33,420. S&P is down by 9. The NASDAQ down by 40 points. Firefighters in southern Utah are taking advantage of a new tool to start wildfire season. Drones played a big part in firefighters knocking down a 40-acre fire along the Virgin River earlier this month. St. George News reports they use infrared technology to pinpoint hot spots of an active fire and even give crews a better idea of what kind of damage a fire leaves behind. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let the negotiations begin.
I'm confident that we'll get the agreement on the budget. America will not default. We pay our bills.
The president and House Republicans begin high-stakes discussions of America's borrowing and our massive debt. Does anything change?
If we do nothing, we will pay more in interest in the next 10 years than we paid in the last 83.
Get updates each morning and talk during the day with David Dejanovic at 9 and Boyd Matheson at 1 on KSL News Radio.
One of the best ways to find out about 3-Day Kitchen and Bath is actually to hear the results for yourself. On the phone with us is Wendy in Darwin. Wendy, you got a brand new bathroom.
I do, and it's beautiful.
Are you loving it?
I am absolutely loving it.
Okay, tell me about your bathroom.
It went from a dark room that felt like an absolute cave when I walked into it to a bright, airy, opened the space up. I mean, it's just absolutely wonderful.
She's almost speechless. So, Darwin, tell me about all the man stuff. How did it work? The quality, the convenience. How did they do?
Excellent. We contacted 3-Day Bath, and they got back to us the next day. The communication was excellent. They were on time in all their promises, and it's beautiful. It's a great bathroom.
Would you do it again?
Oh, absolutely.
For more about your new kitchen or bath, visit 3daykitchenutah.com.
3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Still looking at a quiet drive on all the valley freeways, and that does include I-15 both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Don't forget, construction is possible, causing delays with a reduced speed limit in any roadwork zone southbound Highway 40 as you're approaching and passing Jordanelle, and the cleanup of a crash in Murray State Street at 4300 South. Save your wallet as you travel for Memorial Day. Get a Utah Mobile Driver's License and keep your wallet in your bag. Go to ut.mobiledl.us for more information. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A beautiful spring day with highs right around 83 degrees, partly cloudy skies. We'll go mostly sunny tomorrow, 88. And how about this on Sunday, partly cloudy skies, 89. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Feels like we go from one extreme to another. Right now in Salt Lake City, hazy sunshine and 76 degrees. Provo, 74. In St. George, it's 85. Then Park City, the cool spot, at 56.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Police are investigating a homicide in Layton after a man called them this morning to say that he had killed someone inside a home. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live at the scene with what we know. Amy?
Maria, police say they took that man into custody. He's a 34-year-old male.
He was on the phone with our dispatch, and we gave him instructions on how we wanted him to come out of the house, and he did.
Lieutenant Travis Lyman says when they went into this house, they found multiple homicide victims. Lieutenant Lyman says that they are now working on notifying family. This is a pretty quiet neighborhood near 1800 East Gentile Street. One neighbor I spoke to said that he's never seen anything like this before. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
A former BYU professor has pleaded no contest to sexual battery charges. Michael James Clay was accused of inappropriately touching three female students. Each victim says Clay used his position as an associate professor to connect with them. Charges go back as far as 2020. Clay has been scheduled for a jury trial. If you see hazy skies this weekend, it could be wildfire smoke coming from hundreds of miles away. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
The National Weather Service says some areas could see smoke that's made the trip all the way from Alberta, Canada, where several wildfires have broken out recently. But KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says at least for right now, it's not looking like it'll affect us nearly as much as the California wildfire smoke that blew in during the summer of 2021.
For now, I think it's upper level smoke, so, you know, up above 10,000 feet. So we'll get the look, not so much the air quality concern.
Right now, the smoke is mostly affecting the Uinta Basin and parts of the northern Wasatch Front, but Matt says it'll likely progress to central Utah before southwestern winds kick it back out early next week. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. New at the G7 World Leaders Summit, the United States will support a joint effort with allies and partners to train Ukrainian pilots on fourth-generation fighter aircraft, including F-16s.
President Biden told G7 leaders he'll support the training of Ukrainian fighter pilots on F-16s, beginning the process of fulfilling a repeated request by President Zelensky for those jets. A senior administration official says the U.S. hopes the training can begin in the coming weeks. It will take place outside Ukraine at sites in Europe, and this official said it will require months to complete. The White House has long defended its decision not to fulfill this request by Zelensky, saying they were focused on the immediate needs for the war. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Not everyone thinks the leaders of the world's richest countries speak for them. Dozens on the streets of Hiroshima are voicing their opposition to the forum, including Cody Urban, organizer of the Resist the U.S.-led War movement.
Our call is to junk the G7. We think there is no negotiating with their agenda. We need to build a new agenda from the grassroots, from the bottom up.
Some protesters are rallying against imperialism and the war in Ukraine. The DWR seizing several animals from a petting zoo in Tooele County. KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher reports Yoon-Jin Charrington was there with her family.
She says one of the red foxes bit her.
It did surprise me a lot. It shocked me.
It was only the size of a paper cut and not bleeding too much. But still, mom was concerned, saying that next week she talked to the owner.
She said the only way I would be able to get the records would be through her attorney. So I asked her who her attorney was and she hung up on me.
So she contacted DWR, who says they already knew about otters and others because just the day before the family's visit, they denied the owner the certificates to legally register all the exotic animals.
The zoo's attorney says the fox was up to date on its rabies vaccinations. New data shows Lehi is Utah's fastest growing large city, but there's more to that story. KSL.com reporter Carter Williams has more on the new Census Bureau report.
They say its 5.6% growth is the 14th best among all the large cities in the nation even. But that's only because the Bureau is not counting any new large cities. If it did, Eagle Mountain would be the answer, and its 9% growth would be the second best in the country. Its growth has taken it to more than 54,000 residents overall. Now, if you're going to go by towns or cities between 10,000 and 50,000, it's actually West Haven or Tremonton in northern Utah.
Based off of numeric growth, the fastest growing city in the state would be Saratoga Springs. That city has gained 5,000 people in the past year. First look traffic, any problems out there, Ricky?
Not on the Valley freeways, but we are seeing a little bit of busy traffic only in spots, especially on north and southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. Again, it's a delay-free drive throughout the Valley. Enjoy it. It's a beautiful day to be out on the roads. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
The largest bank run in U.S. history.
Construction of the West Davis Corridor continues.
In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
I've spent this week transplanting a lot of perennials to make way for my new patio that's going in. And I've been mixing in compost to the soil and putting mulch over the top after I've planted these guys just to make sure they have the best chance of survival. If you're doing your planting right now, you want to make sure your plants do their best. Think about the dirt bag. The dirt bag has wonderful organic mountain compost and rich garden soil. Their garden soil is called Garden Soil Plus. And the dirt bag makes your life easier. They deliver their cubic yard bags wherever you'd like it, top of your driveway, wherever is the most convenient. And in those cubic yard bags, you will find everything from that bagged garden soil, shredded bark mulch, dark or black bark mulch, and their organic mountain compost. If you need to save a little more money, you can drop by your yard with your pickup truck and pick up the bulk product as well. Visit thedirtbag.com for details. That is thedirtbag.com. This is one dirt bag you love.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify. So go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, you could see hazy skies this weekend, courtesy of wildfire smoke that's made its way in from Canada. KSL News Time, 12:38. We have seen several days of warm weather, and there's more to come this weekend. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports that has Utah's water managers paying extra attention to flooding.
Utah's Division of Water Resources Director Candace Hassenjaeger telling lawmakers Wednesday there's a couple of specific areas of concern. The National Weather Service is predicting rises in the South Fork of the Ogden River and the Sevier River near Hatch. She also says reservoir managers are doing the dance of making sure they have enough space for all the water to come down.
Hassenjaeger says about half of Utah's snowpack still needs to come down, with the high elevations just starting to melt off. At Murray Park, they are preparing for flooding.
Comes over the bridge, it'll also wash out into the parking lot. We usually have to close this road off. You're going to get water. It's going to come over the banks. It's going to get out onto the grass. We're hoping no property damage is what we're hoping.
Street Superintendent Lynn Potter tells KSL-TV the park sits on a floodplain, so every time the water level in Little Cottonwood Creek rises, there is a chance of flooding. And this year, with all the snow left to melt, the flooding is almost guaranteed. Our warmer weather is causing an interesting challenge for UDOT's work at Guardsman's Pass.
The weather is helping us out in some respects, and obviously hurting with some of the flooding that we're seeing.
Spokesperson John Gleason says there is 25 to 30 feet of snow in the pass, but it's melting, meaning that there's an increased danger of avalanches. He says they're using scrapers alongside snowplows to get the pass ready for travelers, but it still won't open until at least mid-June. Pediatricians say COVID-19 may be to blame for delayed language skills in young children. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
Speech pathologists say the isolation kids had and the pandemic-related stresses of parents contributed to kids not hitting language milestones. The Wall Street Journal reports doctors with the American Speech Language Hearing Association are seeing almost twice as many patients in the last 2 years than before the pandemic.
Language specialists say young children with speech delays need treatment as early as possible, or they could face difficulty in school later in life. KSL News Time, 1239. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening on the roads, Ricky?
Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. We do have an accident. This is way down there on Redwood Road. It's in the Mosita area at Utah Lake. It is affecting traffic in both directions if you happen to be traveling there. But overall, kind of quiet up here where we are seeing people out enjoying a beautiful day on their lunch hour. Valley Freeway traffic light. Main secondaries also in good shape. The expert cataract surgeons at Moran Eye Center can help you see the world in vibrant clarity with state-of-the-art cataract care. Customized for your lifestyle. MoranEyeCenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Afternoon thunderstorm activity will stay south today into central and southern Utah. We're partly cloudy across the Wasatch Front, high of 83. Overnight, 59, 88 tomorrow afternoon, mostly sunny. Dry skies prevail into Sunday with a high of 89 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, very nice, 76 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's new news. Mudslides are becoming a risk in Eden. We'll go in depth with the Utah Geological Survey's hazard program. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Warmer temperatures are finally here, and with an entire season of camping adventure starting now, it's the perfect time for a new RV during Motorsportsland's Bunkhouse Blowout event. We have options for nearly every budget, like our Hideout 176 BH travel trailer for only $21,995 with payment options under $250 a month, or our fully loaded Cameo fifth wheel 4051 BH for $49,000 off MSRP. Ask us about our special zero down options as well. Hurry in to your nearest Motorsportsland RV Center in Salt Lake, Mill Creek, or Spanish Fork to save up to 35% on select bunk models. Inventory at these prices is limited, so come in now. Make this your year of adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center, where we have hundreds of RVs in stock and ready to make memories. Start your next adventure and let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
If you are concerned about flooding and landslides in your area, make sure you just text the word news to the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line 257500.
Audiences are raving about the Utah Symphony. Witness the incredible musicians and inspiring music at a live performance at Marisa Bravnell Hall, where they play the classical greats from the past and present, blockbuster movie scores, family specials, and pop favorites. Tickets start at just $21. Visit utahsymphony.org or 801-533-NOTE. Coming up at the symphony, Messiaen's Taranglia Symphony is based on two Sanskrit words that translate all at once to love, joy, time, movement, rhythm, death, and life. May 19th and 20th at Marisa Bravnell Hall. Then, on May 26th and 27th, a fitting farewell to music director Terry Fisher, Mahler's monumental Symphony No. 3 with the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square and the Madeline Choir School. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org or 801-533-NOTE.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
Need to replace your Social Security card? In most states, you can request one online with a My Social Security account. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Police in Layton say they have multiple homicide victims. They're investigating after a 34-year-old man called them this morning to turn himself in. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second on Capitol Hill, debt negotiations are on pause. Lead negotiator for House Republicans says the conversations were not productive. Third, traffic and weather together with Ricky Meese.
Seeing some unusual slowdowns northbound I-15 in Davis County going through Centerville. We don't have anything reported, at least not yet, as far as what may be causing that slowdown. And then for Salt Lake County drivers, all of the freeways seeing light traffic and good speeds. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like a dry and hot one for your weekend, but thunderstorms return next week. I'm Matt Johnson.
Hazy sunshine, 76 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Talks over raising the debt limit paused after the lead Republican negotiator walked out of today's session, claiming the White House demands were, quote, unreasonable. Republicans did not say what changed since House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday a deal was within reach. ABC's Faith Abube has more.
Hours earlier, the White House said the president was informed that there was steady progress being made in the debt ceiling talks to avoid a catastrophic default. Asked about the possibility of more meetings today and through the weekend, Graves said they're playing it by ear. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
In Japan, G7 leaders focused on Ukraine and Russia's ongoing attacks. The group discussed another round of sanctions against Russia. President Biden also says the U.S. will now train Ukrainian pilots on fighter jets. WNBA star Brittany Griner making a comeback. She'll hit the court tonight for the Phoenix Mercury. It's the first game since she was detained in Russia for 10 months. Griner was released in December in a U.S. brokered prisoner swap. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. A mudslide damaged at least one home in Nordic Valley yesterday. The second time mudslides have occurred in the same Eden area in the past 10 days. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is Adam McKean from the Utah Geological Survey's Hazard Program. Adam, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So what can you tell us about this latest mudslide?
I actually don't know much about this latest mudslide in Eden. We haven't been up to see that yet, but we know that there are quite a few mudslides and landslides occurring in Utah.
So what is happening in the Eden area?
From what we've seen, looking up there, you have snow melt occurring, and that extra snow melt is adding water to the soil, and that soil becomes loose and then fails either in a landslide or a rock, bedrock involved landslide, or even these more fast moving debris slides.
So what is making this area more at risk?
Generally in the Ogden Valley area, there's parts of the valley that are more prone to landslides based on their underlying geology. There's some landslide-prone geologic units in Ogden Valley, in that area as well. And they're just more prone to landslides when you add all that extra water from the snowmelt. It's having an impact, and we're seeing, numerous landslides and, as you described, a mudslide, or what we would call a debris flow or a debris slide.
What other areas are you keeping an eye on right now?
So we have about 100 landslides we check every year across northern Utah. And some of those are moving. Some of them are not this year. We know about 100 landslides that we know about that have moved this year. Just with our staff levels, we've been checking as many as we can in the urban areas or areas of infrastructure. But we know there's more to come, and as the snow continues to melt in the higher elevation areas, and we'll continue to see those and monitor them the best that we can.
Adam, 100 areas seems like a lot. How many of those, do you have any idea how many of those are actually in urban areas?
Most of those 100 landslides that we check are in urban areas, and we check those every spring. But not all 100 of those are moving this year. And then the 100 landslides that we know about that are moving, those are occurring all across the state. Some of them are in urban areas, like in the Wasatch Front or Park City or back in Ogden Valley. Some of them are along transportation corridors like Highway 6, Interstate 80. We're just seeing landslides where the snow is melting and increasing that soil water content, which is, making them more prone to sliding. And yeah. We're seeing both new slides that are occurring for the first time that we know about, as well as landslides that are reactivating that were previously active.
How far into the season do you worry about this? I mean, are we talking mid-July, end of July, or how long do you have these concerns for?
I'm not sure what the snowmelt forecast is. I've heard that we're about halfway through our snowmelt. So the areas that we're still concerned about are some of those upper elevation drainages. If there's a really rapid snowmelt this spring of those areas, we could see a lot more debris slides like they saw in the 1980s. We're also worried about areas that have burned from previous wildfires. And, this summer we could see thunderstorms dumping a lot of water on those and having fire-related debris flows. And so it's kind of, we're going to continue, as the snow continues to melt, we are still concerned about landslides in those snow melt areas, as that snow melt line moves further and farther up the mountain slope, we'll keep watching those areas, and that's the areas we expect will still be impacted.
All right. Adam, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline is Adam McKean from the Utah Geological Survey's Hazard Program.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.